بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, love, fazl and karam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us a chance again, an opportunity to sit in the gathering of dhikr, and of course our mothers and sisters at home, they are listening over the receiver. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our coming here. May Allah give us tawfiq to be steadfast. We have heard so many times we are going through very, very challenging times, very difficult times. There are obstacles and hardships that each one faces differently. The waves of fitna and fasad are lashing from all sides. And each time this wave lashes, pulls a person in. And hadith says, هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِهِ He says, this is the one that's now going to destroy me. And before this fitna is even finished, the second one lashes. And if you now definitely am gone, and there's still a third and fourth wave still coming towards him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah knows best when Qiyamah will take place, but the signs of Qiyamah, the minor signs, all of them are prevalent. All of them are evident. It's a question of time. Allah knows best when the major signs will appear, when Qiyamah will take place. Therefore we have come here to seek of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat, Allah's love, Allah's affection. Allah is never going to make us live a life of misery and suffering. Allah loves us. And Allah has never, never let us down. Each one of us, if we just ponder and reflect over our years in this world, how many times there were such problems that overwhelmed us and we couldn't find any way out. And the pain and suffering we underwent, and suddenly Allah Ta'ala then removed that difficulty, and how happy we became. And when that difficulty was removed, then what promises we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we experience the difficulty, long, long du'as we were making. We did not leave the masjid. No pleasure of the world did we find enjoyment from them. When those musibat came upon us, then the food and all the other leisure and pleasure and other activities of the dunya which everybody else derives enjoyment and pleasure from, those things did not even interest us. We just didn't want to be with others when they were enjoying themselves. Why? Because we had a very heavy problem on our heads. So Allah Ta'ala removed that problem. Yes, there will be tests in our life. There will be tests. Allah Ta'ala has made this whole dunya a place of tests. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah wants to see which one of us does best in actions. Allah wants to see who wins this race. I was giving the tafsir this morning. Allah says in one verse, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ Regarding akhirat, regarding attainment of jannat and acquiring jannat, this is something we should be competing with one another. The word tanafus means competition. How we run races. And we see who comes to the finishing line first. Who comes at first, second, third. And he will get a prize. And the person runs with all his energy and vigor. And he wants to touch the finishing line first. So there's a competition that's taking place. This is not for dunya. This competition is for akhirat. Competition for dunya, what's going to happen? You're going to have enmity. You're going to have jealousy. You're going to have greed. You're going to quarrel. You're going to fight. We'll have problems. We'll run to this maulana and that maulana and our problem not getting solved. All to do with money. But as far as akhirat is concerned, there's a maidan, there's a ground, there's a field. And each one of us is expected to strive and strive hard. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah. This jannat, this commodity that we are purchasing from Allah is not a cheap commodity. Ghaliya, very precious, expensive. You've got to work hard for it. In dunya also, if you want something to achieve some big prize, a big reward, a big award, you've got to work hard for it. Yes, Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's rahmah. You take one step to Allah, Allah takes two steps to you. You go walking towards Allah, Allah comes running to you. In other words, Allah just waits for His servant to take that one step towards Him. And then Allah opened the floodgates of mercy. Allah opened the floodgates of His ishq and muhabbat. So this is an ongoing striving that we have to do. It's not one day, 2 days, 1 month, Ramadan and Hajj, whatever, and then it's the end of. It's all the time, perpetual. But this dunya is short-lived. And then there comes maut, akhirat. Maut, qabr, akhirat. And then it's just enjoyment of the akhirat. Just enjoyment. But in the striving in the dunya, whilst we are looking and searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this search for this beloved of ours gives a person genuine and true enjoyment. And this is what the Ahlullah enjoy and what we don't have in our lives. We find this a very mammoth task, a very difficult task. That we have come for salat and dhikr and program and we have to change our lives and we have to behave ourselves and have good akhlaq. And it seems it's difficult. But Ahlullah, while striving for the akhirat, while they undergoing these tests and imtihanat, they derive some type of ladhat and pleasure. They get that enjoyment. And that is the enjoyment of the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we are searching for. And therefore we have come to this program and this gathering. All of us, nobody here can claim that he has got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already and he's a real ashiq of Allah. Yes, we are all striving. Yes, different people, different maratib. There are many pious people here sitting in this gathering, mashallah, who have spent their lives with Ahlullah and pious people. But you and I, we are striving, we are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where do you search Allah? Where do you look for Allah? This is why we come to the masjid. This is the house of Allah. We have read salat. Who we made ruku and sajda to? This qiyam and qiraat and dua after salat. Who is it for? We are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that we have come into the gathering of dhikr where we are taking the name of Allah. And therefore we are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will mention today from Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi's masnavi, but this is a work of our Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib, and he has written a commentary of this Masnavi, Ma'arif of Masnavi. It's in English. Very simple stories have been mentioned, but they have great morals behind these stories. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, a person who has Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, may Allah give him long life with afiyat and sihat and taqwa. He has given us, he simplified this Masnavi for us, and the commentary has given us so simple, for each one of us we can understand and we can relate to it. So just random, I just chose the story of Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah Ali. Many of you have heard the story from Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali also, where Hazrat says, divine love forced Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah Ali to cast aside the kingdom of Balkh, after which for 10 years he remained in worship in a cave at Nishapur. In this way, he acquired the inner kingdom. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi was a king. He was a sultan, Balkh. Very rich. He had a huge kingdom, mighty empire. But there's a change in his life. There's a turning point in his life. And now he's looking for some other kingdom. A kingdom which he never had in his life. Is the kingdom of the heart better, or the despised kingdom of Balkh? The question he poses to himself. Is the kingdom of the heart better, or the despised kingdom of Balkh? There are two main ways of reaching Allah Ta'ala, and both of these ways are substantiated from the Holy Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah Ta'ala attracts, we did this ayat before, Allah attracts, Allah pulls towards Himself whomsoever He wishes. In other words, Allah Ta'ala attracts to Himself, or towards Himself, those whom He pleases. This is called the manner of jazb. Talk about jazb. Jazb means to attract, to pull somebody. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And He guides towards Himself those who turn to Him in repentance. This is called the manner of suluk, effort. There's two things. One is jazb and one is suluk. Now these are terminology in tasawuf. Very simple. As I said, suluk is a voluntary act, whereas jazb is involuntary. A person is commanded to adopt the manner of suluk. In other words, we have to do voluntary acts. We have to make an effort to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But generally, everyone following the way of suluk, that's a personal effort, will receive a measure of jazb attraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of the spiritual rigors he undertakes. You make a spiritual effort, you make a sacrifice, so you are now making suluk, you're moving towards Allah. And what will Allah do on the other side? Allah will pull you towards Him. In any case, both these ways, jazb and suluk, through Allah's grace, lead towards the objective and become fruitful for the heart's progress. Thus, when Allah Ta'ala's mercy and favor touched Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, without him exerting himself in spiritual exercises, the king of Balkh was proved to be successful. He cast aside the kingdom of Balkh, but acquired an inner kingdom, which was far better than the whole world. In fact, all the treasures of heaven and earth appear as nothing before it. The king himself did not realize what would be the result of casting aside the fertile and well-irrigated lands of his kingdom for the sake of divine love. And that's what I explained, that he had the dunya, kingdom of this world, but he chose another kingdom, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initially he was unable to foresee how worthless pebbles would be replaced with valuable jewels, and how a thorn bush would be exchanged for a flower garden. This is what happens when good fortune comes. Allah says, listen, dear friend, when good days approach, the beloved himself will inform you of the time and place. So one night, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh was lying asleep on the upper story of his palace, when he suddenly felt someone shaking his leg. This is the story of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. He's sleeping in his palace, suddenly somebody shakes his leg. Immediately he was struck by surprise and wondered who could be so brave as to intrude into the upper story of the king's palace. He asked, "Oh, you arrivals, who are you?" They were a group of angels in human form who had come from Allah Ta'ala with the aim of bringing about an upheaval in the heart of the unmindful one. The angel answered, "We are here seeking our lost camel." Of course, they did not say that they were angels. They said, "We are looking for our lost camel." The king replied, Ibrahim bin Adham replied, "I'm surprised that you search for a lost camel in the upper story of the king's palace. How can you look for your camel in the upper story of the king's palace?" So they replied, "We are even more surprised that in this atmosphere of pomp and comfort, you wish to find Allah Ta'ala. You are in such comfort and luxury, and in this soft bed of yours in the upper story of your palace, now you wish to get you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to find you Allah." They inquired of him, "How is it that you seek to meet Allah ta'ala while sitting on the throne?" Having said that, the angels disappeared, but they had left such an effect on the heart, a king's heart, that this heart became disenchanted with his kingdom. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi then advises, he says, "O people, like Ibrahim, say farewell to your kingdom, so that you may acquire the greater inner kingdom." The result was that he discarded the kingdom and all worldly loves. The Qasida Burda, the author says, نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. Yes, when at night the thought of my beloved enters my mind, sleep flies, it vanishes, it disappears, and all pleasures become changed to sorrow and pain. When a person is in love with somebody else, with the beloved, then that at night, what happens? The thought of the beloved enters his mind. And the sleep vanishes, is restless. And all pleasures become changed to sorrow and pain. Then in the latter part of the night, the king arose from his bed. He put a blanket over himself, walked out of his kingdom. One sigh, one ah, from the heart of burning divine love, blew away the confined walls of the kingdom which had imprisoned him. And now divine madness removed the curtains from his mind. When he uttered one sigh, his prison vanished. And when madness struck him, his senses flew away. Perhaps we're not kings, we don't have palaces, but we have homes. And we have kingdoms of our own, in which we all are imprisoned. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ We have huge walls that surround us. And these are the walls of the pleasures of this world. Now we have to break these walls and utter that sigh that Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi sighed. Having left Balkh, Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi proceeded towards the desert of Nishapur, where he engaged himself in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and uttering the cries of true lovers. He became a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have heard this couplet before. Naraya mastana khushni ayadam, ta'abad jana tuni mi bayadam, loved by me are these cries in your remembrance until the day of judgment. That is all I desire. Loved by me are these cries in your remembrance till the day of Qiyamah. That is all I desire. O true beloved, occupy me not with anything else except your remembrance. O Allah, I just want to remember you. And please tire me not from being filled with your love. And please tire me not from being filled with your love. O Allah Ta'ala, whosoever has tasted the pleasure of nearness to thee, let him not ever experience the sorrow of separation. The remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is the food for the soul. The remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is the food for the soul. And this is the spiritual nourishment. And remembrance of the beloved is a medicine for the heart, injured by love. So for 10 years, Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi dwelt in the desert of Nishapur like a madman, remaining busy with worship. And as I said in Urdu Mathnavi, I have described the incident thus. Listen to the story of Ibrahim bin Adham, who used to be the king of Balkh. When true love captured his heart, his sultanate became a burden to him. He discarded the kingdom and all wealth and pomp and adopted a path towards the wilderness. Filled with sorrow, he remained there, cleansing himself and purifying the heart. For 10 years he dwelt there, attracted to the Lord, and night and day divine love glowing in him. In the cave of Nishapur, this pure soul remained, repeating the name of Allah Ta'ala. He remained dressed in the attire of the poor. He had discarded the robe of being a king, the gown he used to wear. He discarded that. And what did he wear? He wore a simple poor man's attire. The king of Balkh remained homeless. He had no home to live in. He had left aside royalty and all royal comforts and cut off his relationship with all ease and comforts. He now only connected himself to Allah while turning the back towards all else. In other words, that's what we have come here, to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the purpose of dhikr majlis. That each time we go out of the masjid, we become disconnected. And therefore we come back again to connect ourselves. And until this wiring is correct, we are connected well, and this connection and this bond with Allah is strong, and we don't just disconnect it very easily, then and only then we'll get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you get connected and immediately we go outside, in fact we don't even reach the door of the masjid, already disconnected, no problem, we come back again and connect ourselves until we are firmly connected. The love of Allah ta'ala is not easy, O friends. The love of Allah ta'ala is not cheap, O friends. Since when does love fear the criticism of critics? Love does not care if life has to go even. The road of love lurks with dangers. The heart and soul turns to blood in this path, and we have heard how many times. When a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, he does not look at that pretty woman and that pain and suffering. He injures his heart. The blood is oozing out. This is all for the sake of Allah. But this pain he is enduring, why? For the love of, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, shuhada, they were able to give their life for the sake of Allah because they are genuine and sincere. Muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were prepared to sacrifice not only their time and their wealth, but even their bodies, their physical bodies, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very costly is this commodity of love. The love of Allah ta'ala is obtained with great sacrifice and many tears. You heard many love poetry of dunya. These are ushaq, ashik of Allah. And of course, if we really had to read it in Farsi and Urdu, it has a different feeling. Nevertheless, still, although it's in English, but we are talking here about not an illicit relationship or love of some dunya person. We're talking about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ocean of love, there are waves of blood. This is not the road of the faint-hearted. Love does not fear humiliation. Love does not care for name and fame. When a person is acquiring the love of Allah, then he has to undergo many sacrifices. He'll lose many pleasures of this world. But all this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah ta'ala alone is the food of the lovers. The love of Allah ta'ala alone is the coolness of the hearts of the truthful ones. Ibrahim bin Adham discarded the kingdom and covered himself with a blanket and adorned the garb of poverty. His kingly pomp was hidden in the blanket of poverty. Within the blanket of poverty was hidden the glory of the king. And the body of the king of Balkh became infatuated in his love and remembrance of Allah ta'ala. He became aware of the taste of being a dervish, a durvesh, and his heart gained the recognition of Allah ta'ala. A question may be asked, if Ibrahim and Adam rahmatullah alayhi, for the sake of Allah ta'ala's love, rejected the throne of Balkh, was he not foolish? The answer is no, he was not foolish. Because the kingdom of Balkh, and in fact all the worldly kingdoms together, have no importance or weight in the sight of Allah ta'ala. The true lover of Allah ta'ala says, O Allah, you have explained your value being both the worlds. If by giving both the worlds you are attained, both worlds are nothing in exchange for your being. Even if a person should sacrifice his life for it, then too the full price has not been paid. To be martyred for the sake of thy love is better than 1,000 lives, and many are the kingdoms to be sacrificed for thy bondage. Hence we conclude that the love of Allah ta'ala is not cheap. And as I mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةٌ. Verily the price of attaining Allah ta'ala is very expensive. When the heart experiences the sweetness and ecstasy of Allah ta'ala's love, then the beloved life of the lover becomes devoid of any value. If the splendor of the love for the true beloved is experienced, then longing, you are prepared to sacrifice life itself. O people, if the heart experiences the splendor of Allah Ta'ala's nearness, the pleasures of the whole world appear wretched to you. Hence, on experiencing the ever abiding inner kingdomship which Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah acquired after sacrificing the worldly kingdom of Balkh, he would have exclaimed, may the lovers of this world and kingdom enjoy their world. Soon it will pass away. But for the true lover of Allah, a kingdom that never ends. So this in short was the story of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. He sacrificed his kingdomship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was fortunate that Allah ta'ala made the means of his hidayat in this way, that the angels came down in search of the camels, and they asked him that, or he asked them that, what are you searching for? And he said, they are searching for the camels. They said, how foolish can you be searching for your camels in the upper story of the palace? And then what did they say? How foolish can you be that in this pomp and glory of yours and this comfort, you are searching for Allah in this comfort? Therefore, to gain Allah, we are searching for Allah, there will be sacrifices. There will be the sacrifices. There's two things, suluk and jazb. The general pattern of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make this effort. We have to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to sacrifice many of our pleasures and many of our comforts and enjoyment. And we'll have to endure a lot of hardship and pain. And then we will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. And each day it becomes more and more and more intense. Now these are the things that we have heard from our ulama, mashayikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, we have come for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned many, many virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has been abridged by many other scholars, many mashayikh and ulama. They mentioned similar things in their kitab, in their wa'az and nasihat and malfuzat. We just mentioned one or two before we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand that by making dhikr, we said we are coming to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the effect of dhikr? What is the benefit of making dhikr? We have mentioned the past few months now, alhamdulillah, various things and aspects regarding dhikrullah, the benefits of dhikr. So here many things might be repeated. But when we make the dhikr of Allah, then bear this in mind also. What does dhikr do? Yatrudu shaitan. Dhikr chases away shaitan. And it comes in the hadith, when adhan is called out, shaitan flees. He comes back after adhan. Iqamah is given, again he runs away. He cannot stand the name of Allah being called out. It causes him a lot of pain. A lot of pain. So any person who calls towards Allah, shaitan cannot take this. So what does dhikr do? Yatrudu shaitan. It chases away shaitan. Pushes him away. And what is the next benefit? Yurdir Rahman. It makes Allah happy. You take your father's name, mother's name, whole day. Won't they get happy with you? And you praise your mother and father. Okay, leave mother and father. Praise your wife whole day. MashaAllah, you see how much of food you get. Whatever you want, everything will be found. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name of Allah, glorifying Allah, saying subhanallah. We don't understand the qeemat of one subhanallah. We don't understand the value of just one subhanallah. How powerful, how great it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, tamla'ul mizan. Tamla'u means to fill. Mizan means the scales. On the day of qiyamah, our a'mal will be weighed. It will be given a certain form. Place on that scale, on that pan, which will weigh our good deeds and bad deeds. A hadith of Rasulullah says, Alhamdulillah, tamla'ul mizan. You say, one Alhamdulillah, and that scale is full. Or tamla'u ma bayna samawati wal ard. Or it fills the vacuum and the space between the skies and the earth. Now this is the power of one subhanallah, one Alhamdulillah. We're not taking the name of any king of the world. We're taking the name of the king of all kings. So yurdir Rahman, it makes Allah happy. And of course, it yuzirul hamma wal ghamma anil qalb. It removes that sorrow, the grief, the depression that most of us are suffering, or the stress. We had a heavy day today, a very stressful day. Whatever the problem, whatever the things that have bothered us, now we are de-stressing ourselves, really. And we can feel sukoon. Why? Because angels surround such a gathering. Sakina descends. Allah's rahmat comes down. And that is why we mentioned so many times, dhikr majlis, most of the people, mashallah, they just doze off. They go into a slumber, they can feel the sleep. So yuzirul hamma wal gham, it removes that sorrow and grief from the heart. And what does it do? Yajlibu lil qalbi al faraha wa surura wal bast. It brings happiness, enjoyment, ecstasy in the heart. How often a person starts crying? He doesn't know why he's crying. He's taking the name. When a person goes to the Kaaba, especially if it is the first time in his life, the moment he glances, one glance on the Kaaba, the Baytullah, he just begins to cry like a baby. He just cries. He cannot explain why he is crying. Making the tawaf, or people in Arafat,
in that ihram. Oh, by Rosa Mubarak, how a person cries. So all this is why? Because it brings, when a person becomes conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will bring in him this ecstasy, this enjoyment. And annahu yuqawwil qalb. It strengthens the heart. It makes the heart strong. It makes the heart strong. And this is the spiritual heart we're talking about. Of course, physical heart as well. Those who are all heart patients, make dhikrullah bat, but listen very carefully. Don't overindulge in dhikr. Get permission from mashayikh, how to make dhikr, learn how to make dhikr. Sometimes we think we make very powerful dhikr, so we scream. And make illallah! Brothers, it's not illallah with ayn. Sometimes we think we're remaking dhikr with tajweed. Once we were going with the Hazrat Ramad Barkatu Zakim Saab, and somebody was making dhikr very loud. Top of his voice, mashallah, for long. I said, ask somebody, who is that somebody? It was a student. He said, call him. Bring. He needs to learn how to make dhikr. He is thinking he's making very powerful dhikr because it's at the top of his voice and his mashallah, he must be enjoying himself. But what's going to happen is brains will become khushk. Brains become dry. Ta'asir, the asar and the effect of the name of Allah is very powerful, very strong. And he might not even be able to control himself. Therefore, we make light dhikr. And even our gatherings also, we don't have to scream, we don't have to be in any chorus. It's not that it has to be a sing-song, no. Make dhikr how you, with a sweet voice, yes, you try, because you're thinking, talking to, you're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if it happens that everybody's voice coincides, that's something else. But deliberately, you don't do that. And you make it in an easy, gentle, you must be calm. You must do it with love and muhabbat. And you must feel, you must actually feel that all this filth is coming out. Hazrat Rahmat, Hazrat Damat Barakatuh says, zikr make jahre khafi. Jahre khafi is a beautiful way of putting it. You don't scream. You don't make it so quiet that nobody, you can't even hear yourself. Between the two, in a moderate manner, moderate tone. So we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with feeling. And we must feel that we must, each one of us, we have got filth in our hearts. This dust that has collected, or this rust that has gathered in our hearts, and has corroded our hearts. Now we're making, we're saying that la, we actually feel that a scrubbing brush, very hard and coarse brush, we are brushing our hearts. And you can feel all the filth just falling down, falling away. And you say, illallah, with this water of the love of Allah Ta'ala, we are filling our hearts now with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to remember Him every single day of our life. Dhikr is made with mudawamat all the time. Not only in the Thursday or Monday or specific day, we make dhikr every single day of our life. We have these programs to learn ourselves how to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to charge our batteries, because we become flat so easily and so quickly today. Because of the challenges we are faced with, and as I mentioned, we just go outside, we already become disconnected. So to regularly keep this check and to connect ourselves. And the real dhikr is that we behave properly at home, in our businesses, with our parents, children, our families, society at large. We display good akhlaq. And we really become beacons of hidayat, and we attract others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is an ashiq? He's crazy in his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody around him also become crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
Imagine that everything in the world is saying Allah, the sky is saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the rain is saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the soil is saying Allah, the grass is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the rivers are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the air is saying Allah, every single atom and particle is saying Allah, even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu, Allah, 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 Allah,
kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jam hai Allah 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 عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allah, 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 الله حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah Ya Allah, accept our dhikr that we made, my Allah Allah, ہم سب کو ذاکرین میں سے بنا شاکرین میں سے بنا موحدین, مؤمنین, مسلمین, متقین میں سے بنا Ya Allah, make us of the abrar and muqarrabeen, Ya Allah Oh my Allah, we have heard about the benefits of dhikr, Ya Allah Oh my Allah, We are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have kept us in this world, Ya Allah. You have created us. You are our Khaliq, Ya Allah. You are our Raziq, Ya Allah. You are our Malik, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Am to bohat kamzori, ham zaif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, my Allah. You are beniyaz, you are samad. You are not muhtaj, Ya Allah. We are muhtaj, my Allah. From head to toe, we are muhtaj, my Allah. We are dependent totally upon you, my Allah. Oh, may Allah
Help us, my Allah. We are seeking hidayat, my Allah. Allah, guide us, my Allah. Guide us. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina. Waja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ya Allah, guide us. Guide us to sirat mustaqim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how you guided the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Ya Allah, the salihin, your pious friends, ya Allah. Guide us also, my Allah. Do not lead us astray, ya Allah. Do not make us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deviate our hearts, ya Allah, after giving us iman and hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties, my Allah. Every day you tolerate our sins, ya Allah, and our disobedience, our ma'asiyat, ya Allah. Our nafarmani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. You are so polite, you are so gentle, you are so full of love and muhabbat, you are wadood, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the arsh, my Allah. You are the owner of the world, ya Allah, and the akhirat, ya Allah. You are khaliq as-samawati wal-ard wa ma bainahum. Ya Allah, you have created the skies, the earth, the seas, the mountains, ya Allah, you have created man, angels, jinn, mountains, ya Allah, you have created every single animal and creature. Ya Allah, you have created everything, my Allah. Everything is dependent on you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have made us human beings, you have made us ashraful makhluqat. We make shukr to you for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are lost today, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are wandering to and fro, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are caught up, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are in a prison cell, my Allah, of ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are full of ghaflat, my Allah. We are searching desperately for you, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We become ours, ya Allah. Become ours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Become ours, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. We don't deserve to become in your friends, my Allah. We have got such filthy lives, my Allah. Whole day and night we lie, we cheat, we deceive, ya Allah. It is just fame and honor and pomp and splendor and glory that we are looking for, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just hankering after the dunya, my Allah. So much of greed, so much of greed, so much of greed has crept into our hearts, my Allah, that we live lives of corruption and fraud, my Allah. Ya Allah, such filthy lives we are living, my Allah, that we just become involved in illicit relationships, my Allah. Oh, poor wives, ya Allah, don't even know what's happening, my Allah. You are well away, my Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Help us. Help the ummah of Rasulullah. People are taking drugs, my Allah. They are becoming addicts, my Allah. They are living lives of zina, my Allah. They are cheating. They are deceiving. Ya Allah, they are getting involved in fraudulent transactions and activities, my Allah. Such filthy, filthy things, ya Allah. The ummah today is watching over the TV, ya Allah. Over the internet, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many wives have complained that my husband is bringing some CD or is bringing some video, some porn film, and he's busy watching it. And every time I go to try and stop him, he becomes angry. Oh, my Allah, has the ummah forgotten your wrath and anger, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah? Yawma yaqoomu an-nasu li rabbil alameen. When mankind will stand before you, my Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. We won't be able to hide anything from you. Oh, my Allah, you will shut our mouths, ya Allah. You will zip our tongues, ya Allah, our mouths and lips, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will not be able to speak, ya Allah. Our hands will speak, our feet will speak, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us before it is too late, my Allah. Before more comes to us, my Allah. Help us to change our lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, everybody is searching for you, my Allah. The whole world is searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everybody wants hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us that hidayat, my Allah. When we read about the signs of Qiyamah, hadith upon hadith, ya Allah, we become so afraid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we become so afraid, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us and our progenies, ya Allah, from Dajjal, ya Allah, from all the fitnas that will come before Qiyamah, my Allah. Protect us, ya Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqim, ya Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab to bahut kamzor hai. We are too weak, my Allah. We don't know what is zuluk, my Allah. We don't know what is to make the rigorous, ya Allah.
Ya Allah, effort towards you, my Allah. We don't know how to make the sacrifice in Qurbani and Mujahada. Ya Allah, these terminology, ya Allah, these are too heavy for us, my Allah. We can't make that Mujahada towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're depending on your jazb, my Allah. Ya Allah, just pull us towards you, my Allah. Just pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your attraction is the powerful, most powerful, my Allah. No magnet has that attraction and power, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your kifiyat of jazb, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, Allah, we yajtabi ilayhi man yasha, wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Make us among those who are may yasha. Ya Allah, you pull us towards you, my Allah. Change our lives from ghaflat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, to marifat, ya Allah. Towards itaat, ya Allah. Towards inabat, ya Allah. Towards rujoo, towards you, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Every major sin, minor sin, ya Allah. Since we did it openly, ya Allah, in public, in privacy, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are basir, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded. Our hearts have become filthy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our du'as have no more power and effect, my Allah. Ya Allah, where are we going towards, my Allah? Ya Allah, you help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even shed those tears, ya Allah. No tears are coming out of our eyes, my Allah. Because we have gone so far away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we're going to go further and further away, then we're going to fall into the clutches of Shaitan, my Allah. Shaitan will become happy, my Allah. He'll have one more person with him in Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never let that happen, my Allah. Overlook our faults and mistakes, ya Allah. You have tolerated us so long, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar. You love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our family members, our friends, our relatives, our mashayikh, our satiza, our students, my Allah. My entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, these brothers have come here today, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have not come for any worldly gain, my Allah. There is no coins that are being distributed, my Allah. There are no certificates that are going to be distributed, my Allah. Except that they have come with one hope, ya Allah. For your mercy, my Allah. For your mercy, my Allah. Just in one glance of your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah. One glance of your mercy, ya Allah. It will suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. In the qabr we'll be put all alone, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the angels ask us those three questions, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to answer the angels, my Allah? In dunya we have our asatiza, we have our ulama, we have friends, we have parents and children who will help us, my Allah. Akhirat we are alone, my Allah. In qabr we are all alone, my Allah. The darkness of the qabr, my Allah. The zulumat of the qabr, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, don't let it happen, my Allah. That the qabr say, out of all the people in the world, I hated you the most. You were the worst person who walked upon me. And Allah, the qabr will then close upon the person until his ribs will crush in the qabr. He will shriek and he will yell out of pain. But no person will be able to help him, my Allah. And then pythons and snakes will be thrown upon him, my Allah. Ya Allah, qabr is haqiqat. Azab is haqiqat. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We can't even take any pain of dunya. How can we take the pain of akhirat? Ya Allah, let it be that the qabr say, out of all the people in the world, I love you the most. I shall entertain you. It'll go far and wide, it'll expand. The cold breeze of Jannah will come into the qabr. Oh, may Allah make our qabr a garden in the gardens of paradise, may Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperate, may Allah. Allah, have pity upon us, ya Allah. People are suffering so many problems, may Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot solve their problems, my Allah. People are suffering so many different problems, my Allah. There is no hope, but there's a problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are battling, my Allah. Our sleep has vanished, my Allah. How are we going to solve the worries of the ummah? Ya Allah, it is only you who can help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarin idha da'uk. رحمان الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما وارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. All those have got problems, my Allah. Social problems, domestic problems, husband and wife, ya Allah, they're fighting, my Allah. Ya Allah, children, they don't know where to go, my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many parents, Ya Allah, crying. The children have just left them, abandoned them. Ya Allah, so many are taking drugs, Ya Allah. The parents are crying, battling, spending so much of money to bring them out from the drug, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many are just living lives of filth and zina. Ya Allah, so many are just taking riba and they're smiling about it, my Allah. Ya Allah, what transactions make it halal? Make us consume halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make there be unity amongst the ummah of Rasulullah Sam, amongst our family, Ya Allah, amongst our children, Ya Allah, amongst our ulama and scholars, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it be such that now the qiyamah starts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have no amal to present before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no words to express our cry in our heart, my Allah. You are well aware of every person's problem, my Allah. Whatever the problem is, Ya Allah, whether it's depression, my Allah, whether it's a social, domestic or financial problem, people don't have jobs, Ya Allah, they've got no morsel of food to put in their mouths. People are living in shacks, Ya Allah, on our doorstep, my Allah. Ummah is busy chasing after dunya. When neighbors are suffering, they don't have water, they don't have food, my Allah. Where is our being human beings, Ya Allah? Where is humanity? Ya Allah, we are supposed to be ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the merit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make it our nights, where he would cry, Allahumma ummati ummati. Ya Allah, today we are just saying, nafsi, nafsi. Each one is concerned about himself only. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Let us stand up today, Ya Allah, in such a condition that you have announced, Ya Allah, that you are forgiven. Make the fast of hidayat for us, Ya Allah. Every good work of deen accepted, Ya Allah. Daurat tabliqi man qabool farma. Amr ta'am farma. Ya Allah, the effort of khanka and tazkiya. We have not understood the efforts of mashayikh. Ya Allah, the crying of the mashayikh, we haven't understood, my Allah. We just label them, Ya Allah. They are making your dhikr, Ya Allah. They are connecting people, us towards you, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Accept the efforts of the madaris, darul ulum, makatib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't pay any attention to these things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just expect the asatiza just to do their job, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become involved in madaris and makatib efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread it, Ya Allah, through the four corners of the world, my Allah. Every good work, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, make there be a change in our life today. In our masajid, in our town, my Allah. In our country, Ya Allah, bring the amanun aman, Ya Allah. Allah, help all those, Ya Allah, who are languishing in the prisons, my Allah. They've got no other juram, Ya Allah. Besides that, they're saying there is only one Allah. There is no God but you, my Allah. And they are saying that there is no messenger but Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the final messenger, my Allah. Because of iman and deen, my Allah. They have been imprisoned for life, my Allah. Their Muslim children, they have been kept away from their parents, my Allah. So many languishing in prisons, Ya Allah. Allah, remove them from the prison. Release them, my Allah. Soften the hearts of the enemy and the dushman, Ya Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the sharir, fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen, from the kaid of the aada and muslimin, from the hiqd of the haqidin, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring the peace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever jais wish and du'a our brothers have today, our mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah. You know what is in our heart. Fulfill our desires, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and ailing in home, at hospitals, wherever they may be, so many, Ya Allah, we know of them, and so many we don't even know of them, Ya Allah. Undergoing operations, those who are going for operations, some they don't know what the diagnosis will be, Ya Allah. Give them complete shifa'i kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, especially our mashayikh, Ya Allah. And those who are living, our mashayikh, Ya Allah, give them sihat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the saya be above us for long, may Allah. Otherwise, what is going to happen to us? If you take away one alim of deen, one pious servant away from this dunya, so many in the past few months have gone, may Allah. So many of them, Ya Allah. How long are we going to live like this as yateem, may Allah? You are high and you are baqi. You have got every good quality, may Allah. Help all of us, may Allah. Give us maut in which, give us shahad in your path. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Give us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. Give us Hawza Kawthar from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Give us Jannah without any reckoning, ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam. Protect us from all fitna and fasad. Give us ilmi nafi', ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, my Allah, in all our du'as, in all our actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from name and fame, my Allah. Protect us from jah and bah, my Allah. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.